Nashville station on 2 for ZBot.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. We're with you on 2.
Good morning. I'm ready, if you guys are, to pick up in this another try at ZBot, if that works.
Yes, we are ready as well. First of all, since we're the first ones here this morning, if you are okay, we're ready to come on board on that lab cam.
Yes, indeed. You are welcome to come on board. I've got lab cam 1 set up and pointed at MSG.
All right, copy. We're going to get that routed. In the meantime, got your crew note and copy all. Thank you. That Kapton and that barcode is expected. So, most likely culprits at this point are either the ZBot hardware itself, like a loose QD or a finicky injection interface, or it's the gas canister itself. So the goal today is to try and exonerate the hardware, and then we'll just retry the whole thing like we did yesterday. If it's still no joy, then at least we'll be confident that we've found the problem. So that's what we're going to attempt today. For the camera view, would you mind a more zoomed-in position near that right glove bank? What we're really trying to get a look at is what's going on right behind your hands as you're reaching in through that right glove bank, if that makes sense.
Copy that. And that all makes sense to me, and I'm totally happy to give it another shot. Hopefully this will work, but we'll at least be able to narrow it all down. Thanks.
Yeah, copy all, and I'll be right here to walk you through anything. If you see or feel something that you want to check on, we're all watching and waiting.
Copy that. And let me know if that camera view works, and once I get in there and get the gas cylinder set up, if anything needs adjusting, totally let me know.
Yeah, will do. Before you get too far away from that camera then, if we can get it a little bit more to the right, more kind of where that right glove port is going to be centered in frame would be preferable, but any zoomed in view is going to be helpful.
Copy that. And I am ready to proceed in past step 1 with whenever I got your go.
Yes, sir. You have a go in step 1, but unless I'm mistaken, that's the left. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We're looking for that forward-facing glove port. Thanks. I guess that's aft. Sorry.
Yep, it's first thing in the morning.
You and me both. Yep, copy on that canister, Chris. Thank you. Copy, valve positions look good, too. Thanks. All right, Chris, those valve positions look good. Thank you. We'll start a 5-minute timer here, so we'll let you know. All right, Chris, that's 5 minutes. Thank you.
As you guys may have seen, in closing that primary valve, it popped off the injector, but I closed everything else.
Copy, Chris. No issues with that.
In Huntsville, station on 2. MSG should be back in config, and power is reapplied.
Thank you, sir, very much. Everything looked great, and the PD team has expressed their appreciation for your time on a Saturday morning. So we'll activate the payload here shortly. It'll take us about 30 minutes or so to know anything different. But thank you very much for your assistance.
Yeah, it's absolutely my pleasure, and see, it wasn't a big deal, so if it's helpful to do any more troubleshooting or debugging, just let me know. Fingers crossed everything works great this time, though.
Copy all.
Huntsville Station on 2, I figure you're all set with the camera view, but happy to leave it on if you'd like.
Negative. We are actually derouting that right now, so you're free to kill that camera anytime.
Copy all. Thanks. Houston, this is the International Space Station on Space Ground 2, calling for some housekeeping.
Houston is with you on 2. Good to talk to you, Chris.
Hey, good to talk to you as well. I was wondering if I could get smoke detection inhibited in lab, node 1, node 3, and the airlock for some vacuuming.
We will put that in work. I'll let you know when it's done. Going back to this morning, did you want to follow up on where we ended up with ZBot? I can get Pod to brief you.
Oh, sure, actually, yeah. That'd be helpful.
Hey, Chris, this is the Orbit 2 Pod. I can give you a quick follow-up on that. We really appreciate the efforts this morning. Unfortunately, we saw the same signature with the gas belling to inject. But because of your efforts this morning, we were able to determine that we believe it's the canister itself that's suspect. So that's very helpful, and we'll determine our next set of activities, which will be switching to a neon canister.
Sounds good. It was pretty quick for me to attach the canister, so whenever it's helpful for me to try that, feel free to let me know, and I'm happy to help.
Copy. We appreciate it again, Chris. We'll likely try to get that scheduled on the timeline, hopefully later this week.
Sounds great to me. Thank you, and I appreciate the closing the loop.
Station Houston on 2, we have inhibited the smoke detectors in lab, node 1, node 3, and airlock.
Thanks, Garrett, and I will let you guys know when I'm all set with the vacuuming. Appreciate it. Houston, station on 2, I'm all complete with my vacuuming and ready for smoke detector re-enabling in lab, node 1, node 3, and the airlock. Thank you.
All right, Chris, Houston copies all. We will enable lab, node 1, node 3, and airlock smoke detection. You can consider it done.
Awesome. Will do. Thanks.